From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Leaders from CSJP communities across the island will join other development partners for the second annual National Best Practices Symposium under the theme Joint Action for Total Solution. Find out more in this edition of CSJP in 5. In just a few days, approximately 250 development specialists and practitioners from public and private social service agencies will meet to exchange ideas on how best to serve those in vulnerable communities. This meeting of the minds will take place at the National Best Practices Symposium, a collaborative effort of the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP3, Planning Institute of Jamaica Community Renewal Program PIOJCRP, Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF, Housing Agency of Jamaica, Jamaica Public Service, National Housing Trust, and the Social Development Commission, SDC.
This symposium is actually going to bring together very different minds, bring together persons with different perspectives on community development. So we'll have our international partners, we'll have our implementers, being our other partnering agencies, and we'll also have our community members who are driving the process within the respective CSJP communities.
CSJP Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator Patrice Nephew. She says the event will also see input from international development partners. PIOJ Community Renewal Program CRP Director Charles Clayton adds that the event will highlight case studies on successful interventions in vulnerable and volatile communities.
Our purpose is really to have a more integrated approach towards community development, where we look at the best examples of what is being done and try to bring them in a harmonized way to target what needs to be done for community transformation. So the Best Practice Symposium is really to highlight some of the better activities that are having impact.
The symposium is set for Wednesday, November 22, and will feature case studies and panel discussions on focus areas such as governance, livelihoods, housing, parenting, and safety and security. CSJP Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator Patrice Nephew shares some expected outcomes of the conference.
We're also expecting that we can also utilize it as a means of highlighting the CSJP's activities, and especially because we're in a transitional phase of the program, we're hoping that we can forge greater partnerships at the end of this initiative so that the work and the model of the CSJP can continue with some of the other development partners.
Well, what we hope is that it will result in a broader level of support from all levels for the activities that are happening here, and a better collaboration in the process of community engagement among the agencies working there rather than working in silos.
PIOJ Community Renewal Program Director Charles Clayton, and before him, CSJP Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator Patrice Nephew. The National Best Practices Symposium, set for November 22, is closed to the public. However, the event will be streamed live on the Facebook pages of the lead agencies, including CSJP. Persons are invited to watch, share, and comment using the hashtag Best Practice Symposium 2017. CSJP carries out interventions in 50 vulnerable and volatile communities across the island with funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Thanks for your company.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.